USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is planning to travel to Saudi Arabia this month to rebuild relations in an effort to lower gas prices in the United States and isolate Russia. This, as AAA is reporting, the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is $4.71 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says Americans are spending a lot more today on gas than they were 1 year ago.
Americans now spending $623 million more on gasoline just every day compared to a year ago. That's an extremely high cost for the economy.
In a primetime address from the White House, President Biden is calling on Congress to act regarding gun violence, the president saying that it's time to pass common sense legislation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The 18-year-old suspect in the May 14th Buffalo supermarket mass shooting, in which 10 people were killed, pleaded not guilty Thursday to a total of 25 charges he has been indicted on. That includes a charge of a first-degree domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate. Erie County, New York, DA John Flynn explains the unique nature of that charge.
It is the first time in the history of New York State that this domestic terrorism charge motivated by hate in the first degree has been filed. That charge only has one sentence if, in fact, the defendant is found guilty of that charge: life without parole.
AAA is warning parents about the 100 deadliest days for young drivers. That's the time span between Memorial Day and Labor Day. The organization saying more than 7,100 people died in teen-related summertime crashes from 2011 to 2020. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The annual Global Report on Religious Freedom is being issued by the State Department.
Respect for religious freedom isn't only one of the deepest held values and a fundamental right. It's also, from my perspective, a vital foreign policy priority.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken noting religion is the first freedom enshrined in the American Bill of Rights. Speaking at the State Department, Blinken saying restrictions on religious freedom often provoke instability and conflict. A group of 48 Republican senators sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer stating they will vote to block any bill that doesn't include the Hyde Amendment or other pro-life protections. The Daily Caller reporting in the letter that lawmakers say any legislation that undermines the Hyde Amendment, which ensures that U.S. tax dollars are not spent on abortions, will be shot down. Lawmakers adding that the Hyde Amendment has saved close to 2.5 million preborn children over the course of 45 years. If you're looking for a job, you're in luck.
Job openings remained near record highs, according to a report released Wednesday from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. U.S. job openings decreased slightly to 11.4 million on the last business day in April. About 4.4 million Americans quit their jobs in April. New hires held at 6.6 million. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.